your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95 PFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
Good afternoon, David Britton.
Oh, my surname. Well done.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Yes, I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Now, David, it appears that this afternoon we're going to be taking a good old look at Mars. You've sent through three stories on Mars.
It's Mars.
Yeah. Not planned that way. It's just the way the news sort of falls, I guess.
Mm.
So we start off with a death. Not of a person, but of a rover.
Mm-hmm.
The Opportunity rover that was meant to have a mission of 3 months. It ended up turning into 15 years.
Not a bad innings.
That's amazing value for money, I reckon. It's normal mission was 90 days and to travel 1 kilometre, 1,000 metres. It ended up going about 45 kilometres.
Mm-hmm.
In the 15 years. So last year, this global dust storm blew up and covered the whole planet for about 3 months. Unfortunately, Opportunity rover was right in the middle of it. It's had dust cover in the past from other dust storms and survived them. It's been able to sort of be in the right position so that the wind blew the dust off and in enough time that it could recover, and because it only has solar power and batteries, it doesn't have any nuclear power on board or anything like that.
Okay.
But this time, the storm was too long. It must have got too cold. At night on Mars, it's very, very cold. And it hasn't come back. So they've tried many, many times to try and contact it, but without success. So
there's no chance of an AI situation here, and the rover's thought, I've had enough of this crap, I'm just going to carry on with my...
Well, there's only one way to find out, I guess, and maybe you'd like to go and find out.
But that's my other question, David. Will we be going to return our rubbish, or are we going to replace our divots on this one, or are we just going to leave that rover out there to get covered in dust and forget about it?
That's just going to stay there until either we or aliens turn up and take it away.
Okey-doke.
It's not the only craft on Mars. The InSight craft landed recently, and that doesn't row. That's a stay-put one, looking at the interior of Mars, and the Curiosity rover is still operating. That was unaffected by the storm as far as the dust went. I mean, it couldn't see very far, but it has a nuclear power pack, so it's still working quite fine.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of missions arriving in the next few years, though, one from NASA and one from the European Space Agency. So there'll be two more rovers on Mars by about 2021.
Is one of those Rosie?
It is. That's the European Space Agency rover that they've just had a little competition for to find a name for it.
I was going to ask if that was an acronym, but obviously no, it's a...
Now, this is the European Space Agency, the NASA rover. They haven't started looking for a name for that one yet.
Okay.
So ESA picked Rosalind Franklin. She was a crystallographer in the 1950s, and her work on the molecule for DNA was crucial to Crick and Watson discovering the molecular formula for DNA, and they went on to get the Nobel Prize. She didn't. There's a whole lot of controversy around her work, especially her treatment as a woman. But the most important and sad thing was that she died only a couple of years later at the age of 37 of ovarian cancer. Some think that might possibly have had something to do with the X-ray she was using, but that's not confirmed. So, being the International Year of Women this year, the ESA felt it was fitting that as she was involved with trying to decode the molecule for life, that the robot it's going to Mars, we'll be searching for the building blocks of life on Mars.
Right.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Is it? That is a nice touch. Now, there's another Mars story here. So someone else, Mars One. Tell us a bit about that company, David.
That's the one that had all these people apply to go to Mars One Way.
Okay.
Which included some New
Zealanders.
Sign me
up for Mars Two, actually. That's probably what I'm more after.
Sorry?
I'd like to come back if I'm going to Mars.
Yeah, well, the thing is, getting there is one thing. Getting back is much more difficult.
Right.
And so the idea of this was, it was one way, and it's all up front. There's no hiding that. I mean, that's what the mission is.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing is sort of media-based.
Right.
Reality TV-based.
Oh, it's a fire festival.
So what they have is two companies, Mars One Ventures and the Mars One Foundation. The Mars One Ventures was the financial arm, the for-profit arm, and Mars One Foundation, the non-profit organization for implementing the project. It's the for-profit arm that's gone bankrupt.
Yes.
So they're quite reticent about providing information about it all, saying that now they still want to try and go ahead and still send people to Mars.
Who's the leader of the company, by any chance? Is it Ja Rule?
No, it's a guy called Baz Lansdorp.
Okay, cool.
It's just, so they send people there, film them for reality TV, and it's just sounds like, I mean, obviously it doesn't end well for everyone.
Is Blink-182 playing?
No, it's not just send them and then leave them alone. There'll be subsequent missions.
Yes.
But each mission that's subsequent to that would still be one way. But the subsequent missions would bring supplies, because obviously on Mars there is no way at the moment of, like, growing crops or anything like that.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not just a one-off. It would be the first of
many
continuing
missions. Okay.
But, I mean, the whole thing seems very...
crazy.
Yeah, crazy is one word, or quixotic is another. So whether it goes ahead...
Sounds like an actual nightmare.
They thought it'd be $6 billion would probably do it,
people
reckon that's far too low.
Just $6 billion.
Just $6 billion,
whatever.
Yep.
Now, you've got a story here. Barbie turns 60 and becomes an astrophysicist.
Yeah.
Well, this has just been announced, and I thought it actually tied in with the stories we've had so far this year about women in science, and of course with the naming of the rover. Barbie is the doll, is 60 years old this year, so that's her 60th birthday. She still looks pretty young to me, though.
She's
anyway,
ripping.
So they've had various versions of Barbie, and Barbie is they've sort of tried to give her interesting careers and so on. And so they've got a 60th anniversary astronaut, which is already available, apparently for $9.99.
Mm-hmm.
You get a white space suit and so on. But they're also going to other areas. So there's a conservationist, a wildlife conservationist, a polar marine biologist, a wildlife photojournalist, and an entomologist.
No, it's like a Barbie out in the field, Barbie.
Well, yeah. But on top of that, there's also astrophysicist Barbie. And those career ones, including the astrophysicist, are coming out later in the year. The astrophysicist one comes with a little telescope and a star map and so on. So
Rad.
They're trying to do what they can for women's careers, I think.
Is there a chance of perhaps a spaceship or something?
They haven't talked about a spaceship. I think they concentrate more on the dolls themselves.
They wait for the dolls to sell and then go for the accessories after that. Makes sense.
I mean, there's also other careers. There's a pilot, an athlete, a journalist, a political candidate, and a firefighter.
A political candidate. I wonder what colour tie she's going to have.
What colour the political candidate's going to be?
Well, you know, what's going on?
I don't know. I'm not an expert on Barbie dolls, I have to admit.
Yes, yes. Now, David, the moon has gotten cozy with three planets. What is going on there?
Get out of here, actually, moon, you little bloody bugger.
Well, at the end of the month, the beginning of March, the moon's going to go past Jupiter, Saturn, and Venus, one at a time. So on the 27th of February, it'll be just above Jupiter. On the 28th, it'll be fractionally below it. On the 2nd of March, it'll be next to Saturn, and on 3rd of March, next to Venus. Now, this is the morning sky, okay? Yes. So we're not talking about after sunset. We're talking about before sunrise, about 6 in the morning.
Okey-doke.
So if people are out, it'd be good to see that. But also, if you've got a camera, make a great photograph of three planets lined up with the moon.
Is visibility generally better or worse in the morning compared to the afternoon, evening?
Well, the wind tends to be less. It tends to be more still.
But that doesn't mean there's no cloud blowing around.
That doesn't mean there's no cloud, though.
Right, right.
And that we're talking about now reasonably low. I mean,
true.
Jupiter will be
carry the 4 ages away, kind of thing.
I'm just trying to find how high in the sky. It would be about 60 degrees, Jupiter. That's reasonably high, but Venus is only 25 degrees, so not too bad, though. I mean, anything above 20 degrees, you've got a fair chance. It just depends on the cloud. But yeah, if you're not out there, you're never going to see it. So.
Well put.
Now, what's going on at the Stardome?
Stardome, we've got a couple of events coming up on the 3rd of March. We've got Children's Day. So it's an open day at Stardome, 3rd of March, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The promotion says here, bring your little aliens along for a family fun day out exploring the universe. So, you can bring little ones if they're not aliens as well, I'm sure. There'll be, family activities. There's shows in the planetarium right through that period. $2 a person. Don't need to book.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Get the blow some kids' minds, eh? And also something here for the elders. Three of my favourite things: wine, cheese, and astronomy.
Yeah, well, just for those who want something a little bit different, it's an extended night sky show. So our night sky shows are very popular. There's an extended one. Plus, you get a glass of wine or a beer if you want that instead. There's cheese platters and nibbles there as well. So. That is, when is that, on the 5th of March, on the Tuesday, so 2 days after Children's Day, wine, cheese and astronomy.
Delicious.
Rad.
Yeah, it should be delicious. Good things to see in the sky as well, rain or shine, obviously, in the planetarium.
Nice, nice. All right, well, David, thank you very much for another great edition of Spaced Out.
Spaced Out.
We'll check it in with you in a fortnight's time.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
Spaced Out.